Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal? Weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, Creepies, welcome to episode 228. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're Middle Asian Creeped Out. What's going on, guys?
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
I think we're all doing great tonight.
Yeah.
We are. We haven't even started. I mean, we just started, and we're doing good.
It's great.
A lot of good vibes, a lot of good things happening. So
yeah.
It's like Tony the Tiger.
It's great.
It is great. I like it.
No, Tony. I haven't seen him in a while. Tony the Tiger.
He retired. He got taken out by the mafia. That's
right. There was a hit on him.
Yeah, right, yeah. Poor guy.
Look at the kid in the sombrero.
Poor Tony the Tiger. Bless his heart. No, you guys doing all right, though?
Yes.
Yeah, doing good.
Having a good week. Work's going all right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I have to say, yeah.
No flat tire this time?
Nope. That was last week. Yeah.
Battery
bigger
fixed.
And better things. Yeah. So early shout out is to tell Nate thank you again because, yeah, my battery went completely dead. I still think it has to do with the apparatus that Harrison hooked up, all the light show or whatever. I'm like, I don't need this. He's like, oh, don't worry. It doesn't drain your battery. I'm like, it's going to have to at some point because I couldn't find anything else that was on or open or whatever. So I don't know. I disassembled it and I haven't had any problems since. So I don't know. That's my story and I'm sticking to it.
You're trying to get all your auto issues out of the way.
I'm trying.
Real quick, yeah.
Get in the zone, auto zone.
Flat tire, battery. Next it'll be brakes.
Let's hope not.
Headlights going out.
I got a journey. I'm a journeyman, right? I have to, not exactly, but I am out there loving every minute of it.
I was going to say, loving every minute of it.
And I've got to have a good car to get me back and forth to the battle zone and the adventure.
What's interesting to me is you've got the length you drive, the distance.
It's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot. And that my car.
So I didn't know that was going to be the case when you took the job.
I'm truly, well.
I thought it'd be local, like.
My territory is not supposed to be as big as it is, and it's been kind of just out of necessity, like, hey, can you do this? Can you do that? So I do tend to, but I try to stay in little pockets of areas. But if somebody's needed and I need to run another 20, 30 minutes away, I do it. Mm. And they know I'll do that. So, but I'm very grateful to my car. I know it's just a piece of metal, but I always like, thank you, God, forgive me, you know, truly. And I mean that because, and I know it's not going to be perfect forever, and it is going to have failures and faults and need maintenance and all these things, but I truly am grateful for it running well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and get me, you know, safely from point A to point B.
Sure.
So, yeah.
It's your transportation.
That's correct.
Yeah. Dane adjusted his clutch on the El Camino and got it out yesterday.
Nice.
Drove to the grocery store and
oh, cool.
Have some chicken broth for Rachel.
Did he go quickly?
Oh. as quick as I can, yeah. So, yeah, he said he came home. He was all smiles and happy. And it ran great.
That's
so
awesome. Yeah. And he was a big part of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. And it's good. You know, El Camino.
I got home this afternoon and played some bass.
Did you?
Played some songs.
What'd you play?
And
what songs? That was, yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I know you played bass.
I played some
music,
Dio.
Right?
I played Guns N' Roses, Journey.
Nice.
Yeah. Any Kiss or Beatles?
Van Halen.
Van Halen. I was expecting you to say
Beatles.
Van Halen.
He's a
I said Kiss too. I said Kiss.
I heard that. I heard that. Yeah. Well, fun. Yeah. It's been, it was hot today.
Yes, it was. Not as humid, but not as humid as it had been, but it was pretty hot. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a good week though. It's what, Wednesday? I was I'm throwing off because last week we did Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to get my bearings here. Yeah. It's been a good week though. I've had 3 days solid.
Yeah.
You lose your marbles?
Oh, I found them.
Yeah, oh, there they are.
Yeah, it's been weird. So it's good. It's in a good way.
I went to sixth grade tonight to walk my youngest daughter Ella's course or
remember
classes,
doing that?
You know? And of course, yeah, I did it for sixth grade for William a couple of years ago. And then Jen and I are going to do Williams tomorrow for eighth grade. together. And but I had almost told her, I'm like, well, maybe I'll just ask the guys to record on Thursday. And she's like, no, you can make it. She's like, it ends. Yeah, and that's what you guys were very kind to say. Hey, and I wasn't too late, honestly. So
no, you beat me.
Yeah. Well, and I told you it might be 8 or 8:15. So
yeah, I did a cleaning before coming here, so I just left straight from that.
Nice.
I figured you'd probably either be a little bit later after I arrive, or no, you beat me though. It's good.
They let me out. I was afraid they wouldn't, but they did.
Good. That's good.
They unleashed me reintroduced me into the wild, whatever you want to call it. Right? Yeah. They're like, get that layman out of here.
Yeah. He's got a podcast to do. Get him. Whatever that is.
I told Brandon. So we both, Brandon Wagler is the principal there, and he was saying hi to everybody. And I said, Brandon Wagler. I said, how is school going? And he goes, it's going really well, Sean.
Good.
And I said, the funny thing, he goes, you're here for Elle? And I said, yeah. And I said, I know where I'm going. This is our fourth kid. I know how this goes. And I said, but I did think when I graduated high school that there was a statewide decree that said, don't let Sean into schools anymore. Like, he has caused enough problems and issues. And, you know, like, he goes, I did read something about that. And I said, it's been over 20 years. Like, you know, it's like 20 some odd years. It's, you know, I think it's time to move on. And he goes, yeah, that's probably right.
Yeah, Brandon's a good guy. I didn't know he's the principal.
Yeah. Yeah, middle school.
Middle school? Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
That is correct, yeah.
Wow, I thought somebody else was. Well, good for him. Man,
it's been 28 years. So I was like, oh my gosh, how long has it been? Yeah, 28 years since I graduated high school. 29 years. Ooh.
Try.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Try 75 years for me. No, yeah. Feels like it. But then it feels like it was just yesterday. I still feel like I should be 18. I've been feeling like I'm 18 again.
That's good. Yeah. That's awesome. It's good for you, right? My mom had said that too. She's like, tell the
Jackie,
kid.
If you're, exactly. Jackie, if you're nasty.
Yeah, that's right. She said that she was, because we were talking about how the kids have to get used to their locker numbers, although two of our kids don't use lockers, which you were right, by the way. I did ask Harrison.
Yeah, Elijah said
they're physically there. The person who cleans lockers has the easiest job because they don't do anything with them. But they go, yeah, they're there, but we don't use them. We just use our book bag. So they said, yeah, Todd's right. Elijah was right.
Yeah. He said it just saves time. Mm-hmm. One less hassle to do.
But Ella was having...
And I remember Ella saying he didn't.
Ella struggled or was worried about it. And my mom said, tell her I still have nightmares and I can't remember my combination. And that was 100 years ago. You know, like, yeah.
It's the worst. Yeah. But I love my locker. Mm-hmm. Had all my pictures on there. All my sports guys. Oh, yeah.
I remember my senior year because I didn't use my locker. And
you said that last time.
They were making announcements and they're like, be sure to check your lockers and you don't have any books or
clean it out.
And I was like,
check.
Nothing to clean out.
I don't remember what the combination is. We'll find out.
Yeah. It is stressful though. It can be, man. But
I think there is what the teacher said tonight. That everybody seems to be settling in this week a lot better than they were last week. It was a lot of like chaos, which I told Jenna.
Oh yeah.
And
first few days. It's
going to take a minute. Yeah.
For the teachers too,
and the sixth graders do not have they said their organization is not their thing, so do not assume they have it because they don't. Normally they start getting it 7th, 8th.
Yeah,
you know, we hope anyway.
Yeah,
and and they all this year like, oh yeah, that we had William too, so we know how it's gonna be. I'm like, it's not gonna be the same. They are different children, I promise you. Ella's wonderful in her own way, but
yeah,
she is definitely not William, so please do not hold her to William standards.
It is interesting when teachers remember the last name.
Oh, that's,
you know,
it
so
is
like
fun.
There's 3 years difference between Olivia and Elijah, and they remember. They're like, "Oh, you're Olivia's brother."
It's good when they have good reputations, but sometimes your kids are the other way around. Like,
that's like
brother or sister.
Yeah,
it's like Parker and Dane. Like teachers that have had Dane after Parker, like, oh, Parker was so awesome. I was like, be ready for Dane.
Dane's totally different. He's a different kid. Great in his own way, just different.
Hurricane Dane, right?
That's right, yeah.
That's fun. Well, good. I'm glad we are having a good week. I'm glad it's recording night.
And no.
The Creepies are having a good week.
Amen.
Remember, or whenever they do. Amen.
That's right. And all Amen. God's people said.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. All right, we're done. Well, that's
it. Goodbye.
That's the episode. Well, let's get to the first sponsorship, shall we?
Are you tired of an itchy, unruly beard? Want a beard that looks great, feels amazing, and smells masculine and sexy? Meet your new best friend, Cultured Creature Beard Balm. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is a game changer. Made with all natural ingredients like mango butter, shea butter, argan, avocado, jojoba, grape seed, and meadowform seed oil. It nourishes your beard and the skin beneath. Say goodbye to dryness and itchiness, and hello to soft, well-groomed, and great-smelling beard. Not only does it tame your mane, but it also leaves a subtle, masculine scent with options like Cuban tobacco, sandalwood and bourbon, cedar and leather, and more. Feel confident all day, whether at the office or on a date or at the gym. It's easy to use. Just rub a small amount between your palm and work it into your beard. Simple and effective, and no mess. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is handmade, organic, and natural. Made by a father-daughter duo with over 20 years of beard care experience. It's packed with vitamins and nutrients and zero additives or preservatives. Ready to transform your beard? Visit refineyourwildside.com and use promo code MAKO10, that's MAACO10, for an extra 10% off your first order. Plus, all Cultured Creature Beard Balm is already 20% off, so that's 30% off your first order. Cultured Creature Beard Balm, where nature meets nurture for the ultimate beard care experience. Don't tame your wild side, refine it with Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
Thank you, CCBB, for your sponsorship.
Is it better when you say it faster?
CCBB. Like
Micro Machines.
Thank you, CCBB. Yeah.
Thank you, Micah Campbell.
Double C, double B.
We love you. It was his birthday the other day, right?
Yeah, I texted him yesterday.
He's got to be 29 by now.
He might be 30.
Maybe a smidge past.
He might be 30.
Okay, there you go. That's a late birthday present.
29.
Feeling fine.
I did text him, though. Happy birthday. Because I saw J.B. King posted.
Yeah.
So I thought instead of putting it on his Facebook page, I just thought, yeah, I'll text him. So he responded.
I used mine over the weekend.
No, did you?
Yeah, my beard balm.
What was the occasion?
CCBB.
We went to the Speedrome.
Oh, the old Speedrome. I haven't been there in
grocery go-getters
40 some years. Wow, I love the Speedrome.
Oh, we had a blast.
Did they do the fun? Was it one just races, or did they do like the figure eights? And
they did,
because I love the figure.
Sort of, Tom Wood, where my father-in-law works, they sponsor the sort of like demolition derby like night. This year they stopped doing the actual demolition derby because not enough cars make it through the night to do it, because they do a thing called the grocery go-getter. And in the years past, it's just an oval race with like 40 cars out there just smashing and annihilating each other.
It's the best.
It is great. It is hilarious.
I love it.
And then this year they changed it. So we're like, oh man, why'd they change it? It was perfect, just the way it was. Just mayhem. Well, they added some variations of stuff, like a two-person push race. So the car in front keeps his motor off, and the car behind him has to push him, and they race another group, and they got to go around the track twice.
Oh, wow.
While being never pushed by one. The other car. So it is all right. There's a couple little incidences. But then they had the backwards and forwards race. So they started off backwards and reverse and had to do one lap reverse. And as they crossed the finish line, they had to whip it.
Spin it around.
Spin it around 180 and take off forward and finish one more lap.
Nice.
So that was fun. And then the grocery go-getter part, they turned it into a flagpole race. And they do this with like the figure eight cars too. I've never witnessed this type of race before. But they put a big, like, monster truck tire in the infield off of one of the straightaways. And every time you go around the track, when you get to that tire, you have to go into the infill, go around the tire, and back out on the track. Oh. So you're crossing traffic. And it was right in front of us, and people were just annihilating each other,
man.
Trying to make that circle.
I bet.
We were laughing, having a great time.
That's cool.
And they did that, and then they did school bus figure eight. And
that's the best.
They rolled one of the buses. They knocked it on its side. So that was like the end of the race. We're like, okay, we're done.
That's it.
Then they did at the very end trailer figure eight.
Trailer.
So all the derby or all the grocery go-getters that survived and got their vehicles running again, they all attach a trailer, like a boat trailer, a camper, or whatever. So there's two pop-ups, one little travel trailer, two boats. One was a sailboat, one was like a little John boat. And then other guys just had little trailers. You just have to have some sort of trailer. And they figure eight, and the object is knock the trailer off the car. That's the object, but they still just do like basically a derby. They just smash into each other.
Right.
So then
it's a melee of chaos.
They got to the very end. There's only like four vehicles still going, and they started smacking into the trailers and blowing them up and hitting the boats.
And we are not going to let anything survive, right?
And then they finally, you know, ended the race, you know, checker flag or whatever, and they kept going, running around, smashing and stuff.
They had
monster trucks there too.
Oh, cool!
Two monster trucks, and so they're like they have a dirt ramp and stuff. Some of the guys doing the trailer race, they lined up, they went around, lined up, and ramped off the dirt ramp like the monster trucks over the smashed cars and stuff.
So you got your money's worth.
Oh, yeah. It was fantastic.
Sounds like a wonderful time.
That's awesome. You're still smiling ear to ear.
My best friend from since grade school, since kindergarten, he and his dad took me, and we were like fourth or fifth grade to the speedrome. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
The actual figure eight races are fun, too. I loved it. It's a sight to see.
Yeah, I thought it was the best thing. It was great. And I've been back since.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was 40-plus years ago.
Yeah. Can you imagine that being your job? You know, like, it'd be so much fun.
No, it would. So you wore the old beard balm.
I got all gussied up.
Was that 20 minutes ago when you say, I'm like, that's awesome.
Gussied up for speedrome.
What was the occasion? Well, let me tell you about it.
Good.
I had to do one of those mental checks. Like, are we still recording?
Speaking of beard balm.
It's all on tape.
That's awesome. Dave Domi messaged me and said he did not get the beard balm because he shaved.
Oh, Dave. That's all right.
I said, that's okay.
That's all right.
I said, okay, gotcha, or something.
You're on a list now, though, so I'd watch out for Micah.
That's right. Micah knows about you, Dave. He's looking out for you. When's that Dave coming through? Nope. Well, good. Yeah, we do appreciate the sponsorship. Moving on to the dad joke of the show.
Oh, boy.
The best part of the show. Right?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So, you know, koala bears are not bears. They're marsupials. Did you know that?
They have pockets. Or pouches or whatever. That what it makes. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm ruining this for you.
No, you're right. But you knew that, right? They're not technically a bear. Do you know why? Though, that's the question. Do you know why they're not a bear?
I don't know.
They don't have the qualifications.
Oh!
The koala.
It's not in their pouch?
The qualifications.
I'm like, I'm overthinking this already. That's hilarious. It's funny. I did not think of it that way.
I heard that on Instagram today.
Koala.
The guy.
Is that Waka Waka Waka? That's Fozzie Bear.
There was a baseball team, and they were, I guess, nervous and all this, or he needed to settle them down. So the coach came out, and they had it on mic. And so he goes, you know why koala bears aren't bears? And, you know, don't have the qualifications. He's trying to make them laugh and boost them up. Yeah, because they're too
tight.
Did
it work?
Yeah, they just kind of looked at each other like, oh my gosh.
Horrible.
Yeah. So I thought, that is my dad joke. So that is the dad joke of the show. And as always, Nate.
Very good.
You're welcome.
That qualified.
Qualified.
It's questionably qualified.
Are we qualified to do a podcast?
Questionable.
All right. Sean, you have first announcements?
I do. We come here every Wednesday-ish or Thursday, right? Whatever day we feel like it, right?
That's right.
Every week we come together for the guy time, the paranormal, the creepy, right? The fun. The frivolity, even every once in a while, I say that.
Whoa.
But the most important thing that we do is we continue to build a mental health community. I got those every once in a while. So we want you to get help out there. So call or text 988 or text home to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing. So go get you some help.
Absolutely.
True words.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, for sure.
Absolutely, yeah. Don't stay to yourself.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, better days are ahead, right?
Yep.
Calmer seas.
May not look like it.
No. Well, that's the thing.
Take it from me.
We can say
may not look like it.
The reason that we kind of pause here and kind of slow down on this is because we try to remember how, like, we can say all the words and words are awesome, but it's like when you've been through it, and everybody has, like all of us have for sure, and everybody out there has had something, and it is, it's like, you know, so easy to be like, oh, you know, things will be fine. But there are days where it's like, man, I don't know if it's going to be fine.
No.
You know, and you really do. No. Like, you get to the edge or the darkness, and it's rough to navigate through there. So, but well, you're not
it's
alone.
It's easy to get stuck in that thought process, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's very
brain
easy
chemistry
to
is a very
be upset and angry about
powerful
something
thing than
it is to let it go and move on. And
yeah, it's hard to
find
see
happiness.
Hope. It's hard to see the hope because you start losing it. And then once you lose hope, it is...
I've been doing so back in my past, and I don't even remember. I can't remember when I stopped doing it or stopped making it a practice. But I used to really get through the difficult times, I used to send love instead of if something made me angry, I would just stop and say, you know, like an example, traffic. Somebody makes you mad. You stop yourself and say, you know what, I'm going to send them love. And right or wrong or indifferent, that wasn't great, what I just experienced, but I'm going to send that experience love. And it helps you to move past it fairly quickly. And even to yourself, or you get frustrated with yourself, you send love. And so I started doing that again. And that has really helped my health tremendously to wake up, be thankful first thing, and to send love, you know. And that's the best thing that I feel like you can do to yourself and to other people and to the day ahead. You know, that's one way that I start the day or try to with some kind of, you know, hope and positive energy. But that's my technique and that I got back to. And I'm like, this used to work. Why did I stop doing this?
Yeah.
And it's something fairly easy to get back into. At first, I thought, it takes too much. It's just kind of hokey. But it's like, you know what? No, it really does work. And your body starts responding. That brain chemistry starts shifting and changing. And sorry, I'm playing footsie with you. But yeah, so.
No, that's true.
If that
that's
helps
true.
Anybody out there, it has been helping me
tremendously. I'm probably utilizing that the wrong way. But
I sit there and go,
I'd love for you to get out of my way.
Yeah, exactly.
I would love for you.
Send you some of my intensity.
Nate is showing love. Love for you to get out of my way. Love for you to speed up. Love for you. I get it. I understand. You should have clarified that, Sean.
I should.
You're merging over in front of me and going slower. I love that. I love it.
You're on the road. We're all on the road enough to see that. It happens.
I wouldn't ask for anything different.
You know what? I saw this two mornings ago. And
I'm still working on it.
I had to talk about it. So
hey, it takes time.
Do you guys understand why somebody leaves about 6 car lengths behind somebody at a light? I don't understand that, but it happens. I see it all the time. The only thing I can think of is it's post-traumatic stress of somebody.
They may have been hit.
Right,
rear-ended, and they hit.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen real often, but there is a fair amount of people out there that do it. And you're looking over, and I'm like, "Are you okay? Is there something wrong?" But that's the only thing I can think of is they have a trauma.
I had that moment. Yeah. I was in the turn lane.
That's the only thing I can think.
I was in the turn lane.
I'm like, just move forward, and we can get out of here.
Leaving to come home with a green arrow, allowing us to turn, and the car at the stop of the intersection that has the green arrow in front of me, these two cars in front of me, sat there through the entire green arrow.
And
so
did you send him love?
I honked.
You sent him some love, yeah.
And the truck in front of me, he threw his hands up, and I was like, "What? The honk wasn't for you, it was for him." And then when the light turned green, they went. It's like, you had a green arrow the entire time.
Nate?
Frustrating. Nate.
Send him some frustration.
It's going to take time, Nate.
Okay. Just drive. Just drive. That's all I ask.
It's okay.
Just drive.
That's funny.
You have a license user.
No, actually, I was thinking about this because I've noticed I've been having a little bit of road rage here recently.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because I'm primarily on 465 going from that job site and home.
And there's a lot of craziness.
I'm not on just like a normal road. I'm on
465 is where I'm see on the most spectacularly ridiculous stuff.
Yeah, and it's NASCAR. It's a race.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And so I've noticed I've been getting a little frustrated, and I forgot where I was going with this.
It's all right.
But I've noticed I've been a little outburstish. Yelling at people.
Not nice, Nate.
I need to ring with
that. That's so nice. I get it. I totally do. The funniest thing is when people ride your butt and you're like right up against somebody, you're like, where do you think I'm going to go? And I can't go to the side. I can't go to the other side. So yeah, patience is a virtue out there, but I admit I run out of it too, but And it's every once in a while, I'll be the guy doing something dumb, and I'm thinking, oh, here I am. Sorry, guys, it's me.
Oh, I did something the other day, and I'm
thinking, what? Did I? Yeah, and
I, like, I cringed,
and I'm like, I'm giving myself as hard of a time as you guys are.
Yeah. I do it too.
Yeah. But
I was like, sorry. I am so sorry. I don't know what it was, but I had to put my hand up and tell him, like,
I'm sorry.
I'm a dope.
I've totally done that too before. I'm like, I'm sorry. It was me. Yeah. Brain fart.
And then the next minute, somebody ticked me off.
No, you didn't. You're like, learn to drive. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, that's all right. Yeah, get some help if you need it. And don't.
we're
coming back.
We're driving too. But yeah.
20
yeah.
minutes later.
Therapy session on the highway, probably not a good idea.
No. No, get therapy through a counselor, 988, something like that.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Don't work it out through behind the wheel. Oh, well, we love you. And reach out to the group if you need to as well. Yes. Facebook group. Always somebody there to encourage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We have a good group. We have a good Facebook group. I'm really proud of that. So,
I know I don't converse I've used it too often, but I do enjoy reading everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So. Oh, yeah.
He's the creeper.
He's the creeper.
He's the watcher. Who watches the
I'm
watcher?
There.
Who?
I'm there. I
That's
just,
the question.
I just
who watches the watchers?
No.
Nobody's watching it. Hey, Rachel's watching it.
That's really creepy. I've just never been a big, huge poster. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you guys know that with our text thread between us.
Sean,
it's like you guys are bam, 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 back and forth with verbiage.
And you're like.
And then I'm like.
Hot dog.
Hot dog.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's okay. That's okay.
Our group thing is instead of our thumbs up, it is a hot dog. I don't know if we've explained that before, but it's baseball themed, and that's why.
Uh-huh. You still can't put a thumbs up though.
No,
yeah,
you can.
Yeah, you can. Change
you can,
it.
But we don't.
But all you have to do is change your icons.
We laugh.
Emojis.
You changed it to baseball theme.
And so
it changed it to hot dog, and I've kept it as a hot dog.
So it's funny because you were like, can you guys explain to me what the hot dog thing is? And I was like, I just do it because Nate does it. But he was like, it's supposed to be the thumbs up. And I was like, yeah. So it's just like, yep, mm-hmm. It's a hot dog. So,
all right.
It's funny.
I promise, listeners, we are going to get to the topic.
Well, let's not. I think we're done. Right?
We're 27 minutes in. Why rush now?
Good night. Are we 27 minutes in?
Saunter into the topic.
Holy cow.
We might want to edit this one now.
No.
It's not real.
Hey, it's our show. No. Too bad. No.
That's right.
Hey, if you can't tell, we're having a good time tonight.
We are.
Yeah. That is for sure, right? All right. Well, to my turn. Special announcements. As always, the Creep Show 2025 live event will be on Saturday, September 20th, Nate.
Mm-hmm.
So when you...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that checks out.
Okay. You've heard that date before, the 20th.
Uh-huh.
It's going to start. I'm reading this to you. I'm not to the creepies. It's going to start at 6 p.m. and the doors will open up at 5:30. Tickets can be purchased using PayPal, cash, or Venmo. They are only $10. How about that? It's going to be at the awesome Greenwood Happy Haunt store in Greenwood, Indiana. And we are having guest speakers and friends of the show, Austin Lawrence and Sin Schrader Hill. They both will be there sharing their spooky stories. And if anyone wants to be a sponsor of our event, message me on Facebook or email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. And as always, Mako is with two A's. So
mm-hmm.
come out and see us and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Creepy fun. Ooh.
So Todd's giving me a hard time because I told him a story this past weekend. And my wife's cousin... Her
oh,
ooh, that was me.
Was that you?
Yeah, I could tell that was Sean.
That was
it. Sounded like it.
That was like one of those aliens that pops out of your stomach kind of thing from Spaceballs.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my dog. That was
check
bad. Sorry.
Woo.
But so her cousin was like, oh, yeah, I'm having my son's, I think, second birthday. Yeah, it's September 20th. I was like, ooh. September 20th.
That sounds
familiar. It's like, grab my phone, pull my calendar out. Oh, yeah, that's a live event. Yeah, I won't be there.
It's all right. So. It's okay. Yeah, come out and see us.
Please.
And come out and see Sin and Austin.
Please.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
While you're there, check out the awesome store.
Yes.
That is Greenwood Happy Haunts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Store.
That's why it's a perfect
Austin
place to have.
Austin is amazing.
He did a great job last year, so I have no doubt he will do it again.
Sin's going to be amazing. We've had her on the show.
Yeah.
Pleasure to talk with. It's going to be a good time.
And we'll do okay.
We'll do all right.
We'll do all right.
I did a little. I told you I was doing some sales.
We'll do all right.
Sell jobs or marketing jobs for Greenwood Happy Haunts. in some of my patients, you know, homes, and I'll say, if they mention anything or I see something in their home, you know, there are a fair amount of people out there that have skulls and all kind of stuff out there.
Oh yeah.
I evaluated this one guy in Franklin, and he and his wife, and his wife was watching their grandson, young grandson, and there was Halloween decorations almost everywhere. I mean, like everywhere. And I said, hey, it's getting close to spooky season. You guys getting ready early? And he goes, no, that's up all the time. And I said, really? Nice. You guys like Halloween? And he goes, my grandson does. And he said, he doesn't understand that not every day is Halloween. And I said, ah, but it is.
But it is.
And so I told him about that. Right. He goes, there's a store that's, I said, it's all year around. We keep playing footsie, don't we? All year around. It's weird. I'm sorry. It got a little weird. It's all year Halloween and fall store. And he goes, oh, well, check that out. He really liked that. But there's tons of decorations everywhere. And it was just funny because I was like, well, I like this stuff. And you could tell it was like, yeah, he could take it or leave it. But I was like, that's too bad. But grandson, go take him.
Oh, yeah.
He would
absolutely.
Be his nirvana. Yeah,
absolutely. Baking. It's a wonderful store.
That's right.
Well, anyway, yeah, we hope that we see as many creepies as possible. Mm-hmm. So come out and see us for the 2025 Creep Show. See, I love that name. Creep Show 2025. Mm-hmm. And that just...
You love it because you came up with it.
I did. That's right. You did. I did. So anyway, coming off of that, finally, we are to the point of the show. We're going to talk about something, I guess. I don't know. Some creepy topic. What is it?
This is Nate's topic, right? Yeah. So we know it's going to be crazy. Right? It's Jalma Building. And if interested, please check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic.
Is that how you pronounce it? Jalma?
Jalma. I think so. Because it's South American. Jalma.
It's South American.
Jalma?
It may be. Jalma.
It could be. I don't know. I think most of the videos I watched were...
Jalma?
I think most of the videos I watched said Jalma or something to that effect. But
Jalma?
So I don't know. We could be totally saying. But you might be correct. That's a whole other continent there.
So again, we apologize for
if we're butchering
botching
it, which we probably are.
The pronunciation, but that's okay. All right. Do you have a foundation?
I do. So the Edificio Praca da Bandera. Now, I know I had that one perfect, which is formerly known as the Jalma Building, is a 25-story building in downtown São Paulo, Brazil, completed in 1971, located at Avenida 9, I'm not doing the Spanish, de Julio 225, on the 1st of February 1974, an air conditioning unit on the 12th floor overheated, starting a fire. Because flammable materials had been used to furnish the interior, the entire building was engulfed in flames within 20 minutes. It's insane to look at the pictures, too. Mm-hmm. Of the 756 people occupying the building at the time, 179 were killed and 300 injured.
Wow.
So I've never heard of this place before, by the way. So
me neither. First for me.
Yeah, but it's so sad. This is your idea.
Mm-hmm.
25 stories.
Wow. 25 stories. 181 lost their lives. It was quite the tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it one of the world's most notorious high-rise disasters and has since gained a reputation for being haunted with a legacy of tragedy and paranormal phenomenon that continues to fascinate and disturb.
Mm. We like disturb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was completed the year I was born.
Wow. Let's see. The fire was particularly deadly because the building's design left no way to contain the blaze. The central open stairwell acted as a chimney, spreading fire and smoke upwards with terrifying speed. Firefighters were unable to reach above the 11th floor due to the intense heat and smoke, leaving many people trapped on upper levels. Some survivors managed to escape by climbing onto narrow exterior ledges, while others were rescued by helicopter from the rooftop.
Mm.
Tragically, more than 40 people jumped from the building in desperation.
Wow.
None of whom survived. Yeah.
There's a lot of pictures, unfortunately, of it, too.
The disaster shocked Brazil and the world, prompting significant changes in fire safety regulations. I imagine it would. This sort of brings me back to the Twin Towers.
Mm-hmm.
People were doing the same thing at those buildings, too.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine that thought. But I mean, you're standing there on a floor with extreme heat, so it's either, okay, I'm going to burn to death, or I could jump. I might survive.
Maybe.
Probably not.
Break every bone in your body.
Yeah.
Which would be, I guess, the best part, best scenario.
Yeah.
You live and you just are completely busted.
That is one heck of a decision.
That, yeah. Now, see, I'm getting anxiety about that.
Yeah, I know. Right?
I know.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Nate. I was I'm kidding. Yeah, what a decision. Mm. Oh gosh, and burned alive.
Yeah, I mean, jump or burn. I mean, that is one conundrum.
Yeah,
do not want to be faced with.
No, me either.
And it would have happened so quickly too. Like, you know, 1 minute life's great, the next minute it is making a decision like that. You know,
Some of this you've already said, but it said there were no emergency lights, fire exits, or fire sprinkler systems that would help the people trapped by the fire and smoke inside. And after the tragedy, it put a new focus of how important standard things like this was in the building. Can you imagine not having just the basic emergency lights and sprinklers?
It's awful, yeah.
But for those trapped inside of the fiery hell, it was all too late. Said there was a chain of events that led to the big catastrophe the death fire turned out to be. The firefighters came only 20 minutes after the fire started, but didn't have proper equipment with them to put out the flames in the tall building. The ladders they had could only reach up to 14 floors of the building. What did we say? 25 floors?
25,
yeah. With 25, yeah, there it is. If I would have read. With 25 floors, and those above were left to their own devices. The fire in the Jolma building turned into a battle of survival. Man, that is terrible.
The site's dark history, however, extends further back. Before the Jolma building was constructed, the land was the scene of a grisly crime in 1948.
Yeah, murder-suicide, right?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. A man named Paul Campbell. That doesn't sound Brazilian.
Paul Campbell? it's not Paolo? Paolo?
Campbell.
Campbell. Paolo Campbell.
Murdered his mother and two sisters, burying their bodies in a pit in the garden. Mm-hmm. He later took his own life. This event became known locally as the Crime of the Pit, and rumors of a curse began to circulate. The subsequent deaths of a firefighter who helped exhume the bodies only added to the belief that the ground itself was tainted by misfortune.
Mm-mm-mm.
I think some of the hauntings, did you guys see?
Are we ready to get to the that?
I'm okay with that if you guys are. Some of this, that's what, never hearing this stuff and then listening to some of the videos and reading the stories, I'm like, this place is rough. I mean, there's a lot of...
Well, they're talking about 13 souls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. That was elevator. My favorite, not favorite, but you know what I mean? Like, it's the darkest.
Did you have anything on those?
It said a particularly haunted legend involves 13 victims found inside an elevator whose bodies were fused by intense heat and who remain unidentified, known as the 13 souls. The building, now known as what I said, Edificio Franco de Bandera, I'm never saying that again, has been the subject of numerous paranormal investigations and stories, with some claiming that the land itself was cursed, like you said, Nate, followed by the murder-suicide in 48. Despite its history, the building remains standing and is still in use to this day. Wonder what the stories are out of it now, you know.
They try to use an elevator. You know, they usually say don't use an elevator in a fire, but they were desperate.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, let me go back. It said, and they were working. The elevators were working. They were so desperate to try to escape, but the elevator stopped on its way down and trapped them inside. And that's when they died.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
So that's badly rough. Burned that they couldn't be identified.
Yeah, right.
They are buried together in a mass grave. And soon after, the cemetery visitors and staff began to report hearing screams, moaning, and cries for help coming from the gravesite. The cemetery caretaker, desperate to quiet the disturbances, poured water over the graves, which reportedly calmed the noises. This led to a tradition of leaving glasses of water at the site, believed to soothe the restless spirits.
Luis Nunez was his name, or is his name, the caretaker, or at least at the time, that was who it was. Yeah, poured water instead of, that said visitors started leaving a glass of water instead of flowers.
Yeah, I saw that too. That is so crazy. they said that like security guards have quit like that night because of instances of, you know, hearing screams and cries, and
that would do it.
He came into a room and saw what it looked like was a lady that had a burning dress, and somebody said something to the effect of, "Help us, we can't get out." And then the person turned around, the specter turned around, and then just dissipated into the darkness. And like, okay, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore.
Right.
Like that would be so scary.
Right.
Yeah, the legend of 13 souls, it also is at the building itself too. Many believe that the spirits of those who died in the lift remain trapped, unable to find peace. The sense of unease is so strong that some employees have refused to work in the building, and visitors often report feeling a heavy, oppressive atmosphere.
I bet. This says, back at the building where this tragedy happened, the reports of the paranormal continue to this day as well. People experience strange phenomena where the cars in the parking lot outside of the Joelma building would suddenly start blinking with their lights without anyone turning them on. And the inside of the building was also haunted. It is said that every floor above the 15th is haunted, or the firefighters' ladders did not reach. People keep seeing shadows in the stairways and experience malfunctioning elevators, fire alarms going off with no fire, and some of the activity that is apparently going on there. Curiously enough, it is not the only tragedy that happened on the site of where the building stands, and the place where the building was built has been called cursed land because of its history. So there's a whole thing about the land.
Yeah, that is that murder suicide.
Yeah. 1948.
Yep.
This call it, the way that it was constructed and all the things that we're used to now for fire code is obviously was not a thing back then. So this says basically the reinforced concrete skyscraper was built from 69 to 72. It says Banco Crefusol occupied most of the building, and the bank offices held a considerable fire load of desks, papers, curtains, carpets, plastic insulation, and wall coverings, as well as wooden walls. The bottom eight stories were occupied by a parking garage. Emergency egress was limited to a single stairwell, that was not built as a fireproof enclosure. The building had no firewalls, emergency lighting, no fire alarms, fire sprinkler systems, fireproof emergency exits, posted evacuation plans, emergency signage, or smoke control system. So none of that.
Nope.
So there's a ticking time bomb.
Exactly. It says if it began at approximately 8:50 a.m., an air conditioner on the 12th floor overheated and started the fire. Air conditioning circuit required a special circuit breaker that had been omitted because it was not available at the time of installation. The circuit was installed to bypass the electrical control panel on the 12th floor. The lack of this simple protective device allowed the air conditioning motor to overheat, set fire to adjacent materials. Due to the combustible products used throughout the building, the fire spread quickly, and the building was engulfed in flames within 20 minutes.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah, witnesses have described seeing shadowy figures and ghostly apparitions, particularly in the upper floors and near the lifts, which that stands for reason. Sudden drops in temperature, unexplained noises, such as disembodied voices and cries for help, and the sensation of being watched are commonly reported. This gets in a little bit of what you're talking about, Todd, the lifts malfunctioning for no reason, and sometimes stopping on the floors where the most deaths occur.
Oh.
So, yeah.
This gave me goosebumps just a second ago, thinking about that. It did. And I usually don't get goosebumps when we're talking. I mean, all the episodes we've done, all the creepy stuff, for some reason this one, I don't know, it just, I feel bad. It's like the Twin Towers. The Titanic, you know, these people went through hell and they're desperate and they're scared and it's just, oh, it's awful. That's a tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
Those are tragedies.
Faced with choices of death or death.
Yeah. Right. How do I want to die?
Yeah.
what's the best way to go? Man. Today the Joelma building is once again renamed and something stands on the top of a past buried tragedy. After the fire, the Joelma building closed for 4 years for reconstruction. It was renamed. Oh, boy.
Is that Praca de Bandera? Is that,
yeah.
And it means flag square. Did you say
that? Oh, no.
That's the meaning of it, is a flag square.
Edificio Yeah, Prakada Bandera said, but there are some things you just can't bury. In 2004, they were doing work on the building, but the owners was met with hesitant workers not wanting to be there because all of the haunted history. Many would not step into the new building until it was blessed by a Buddhist monk. The monk that did the blessing said in interviews that she had purified the place and deemed it safe for the living. The Buddhist monk also said that she could do nothing about the ghosts on the upper floors and that they still lingered. But is it enough to ward off another tragedy to have a monk purify the place? Is the supposedly cursed land clean and cured? Or was it just a coincidence that they happened on the same land as the past atrocities?
Wow. This is interesting because we think about, you know, like fires are not good. They're never good.
No.
And they, it's, you know, that's why it's so like every hospital I've been in, when you go through every year, you go through all kind of different things you have to make sure that you're proficient in. One of the thing is the fire safety and knowing exactly what to do in case of a fire.
Oh yeah. Could happen anytime.
But this says annually more than 17,000 fires have occurred in high rise structures greater than 6 stories in the United States alone. So a high rise structure fire is hardly an unusual event that most people believe it to be. A high-rise building fire can cause many fatalities, even without a structural collapse, which didn't happen on this, but there was a lot of damage, it sounded like. Without a structural collapse, such as occurred on September 11, 2001, the 1911 Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire in New York City killed 146.
Yeah.
The 1946 Wyckoff Hotel fire in Atlanta killed 120. And the 1980 MGM Grand Hotel fire in Las Vegas killed 87. Mm. They are examples of high-rise building fires with large loss of life where the structure did not collapse. But they said that this place had to be shut down for quite a while for it to be, you know, reconstructed. And obviously, this kind of a tragedy does help to get things in place that should have been there in the first place, or to learn from things that we weren't doing correctly or they weren't doing correctly. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Sad. Mm. Just sad.
So we know 100% that they did not rename the building, not the Jilma building.
What? Say it again.
He's saying it's not called the Jilma building anymore.
Not the Jilma building.
Not the Jilma
building. Is that how you want me to label it on this episode?
It's called the...
It's the not Jilma.
Not.
Or not Holma.
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 Yeah, who knows? Sorry. Let's see. Do we have any listeners? We apologize. This story, this topic is very...
It's disturbing, isn't it?
It's very disturbing.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Nate. It's very tragic. I mean,
yeah.
It's just not your thought, average haunting.
Yeah, just the thought of all those folks dying of smoke inhalation and burning and forced jump suicide. It just not good vibes, not at all.
Yeah, and the people that tried it, and they were desperate to use the elevator, it stopped. Mm-hmm. It's like, gosh, you know.
It's just so sad that 13. To think about people still being stuck there and yelling for help and crying out and being in a eternal state of confusion or fear, or, you know, just, it just sounds awful. Absolutely. I mean, just, it is. And then you look at the pictures that are people falling, and it is. It's gut-wrenching.
Yeah.
And it says every floor above the 15th floor is haunted.
Yeah. Yeah. We do have one listener in Brazil, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They're the ones that are going to be like, it's not.
You're not even close to it.
You're not even, pronouncing it even close to correct. None of you.
We are sorry. We apologize.
And it's not Paul Campbell.
Yeah. Campbell.
I'm telling you, it's Paolo. What is it? Campbell.
Probably.
Oh, what else we have on the not Jilma building?
I wonder, so do you think they do any kind of investigations there? Or is it just purely people that stay there, or the security guards? I wonder. I didn't see any paranormal investigations. Yeah. But
I didn't either.
If we could do one, would you do one there? I think it would be amazing.
Yeah, right? I think it'd be...
I think it'd be very emotional.
Yeah, quite the heavy load. Emotionally, yeah.
Because that's not your average haunted place. Mm-hmm. It's not just I mean, a lot of the places that we've talked about have had tragedies. Somebody getting murdered, or, you know, it's suicide, or, you know, somebody leaping to their death. But, man, this one's rough.
There's pictures of it on fire online, too.
Mm-hmm.
It just... Like the whole building is engulfed in a flame.
It's crazy. It is considered the out of the top 10 worst high-rise fires of all time. It is ranked number 2. Number 1 is the World Trade Center, towers 1 and 2. The Jolma building is number 2. The Ash building fire is number 3. That was in New York as a Manhattan building. Wyckoff Hotel, which we fire, which we just talked about. The Towhead Town residential fire. That's the Persian Gulf.
Yeah.
DuPont Plaza Hotel. That was New Year's Eve.
Ooh.
And
I just found a picture.
MGM Grand's on there.
Jumped.
Ooh, did you see that?
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen. I saw some of those.
Oh.
Then another picture.
That one.
People on the. Yep.
Yeah, those are rough.
People
to look
on
at.
The ledges waiting to be rescued.
There's one. Mm-hmm. They've been releasing more stuff about 9/11, and they show some of those pictures. And I remember seeing a couple of those pictures, but now they've shown more, and it's like they say, it's something it's really hard to see, honestly. A couple of the other ones I've not heard of. Some of these Grenfell Tower fire. There's an unnamed high-rise apartment block fire that was in Shanghai. So, and then the Mirror apartment complex.
Nailed it. Sounds like
it says was Bijlmermeer. So Bijlmermeer. So I actually didn't butcher that, but it's in Amsterdam, so that's why it's so weird. Another one.
I've seen this one.
That's brutal.
Yeah, that's one of them. Yeah.
It's sad.
So yeah, it's unfortunately.
Can you imagine what's going through their mind?
No.
Right before like we said, you know. Do you burn up or do you try to jump?
And then the people that did survive, think about the tragedy of watching some of those things. You watch people
fall, what they saw.
Or watching people die or burn to death.
They had to have PTSD and survivor's guilt.
Yeah, one of the quotes that says, when I see fire, everything's comes back to my mind from one of the people that survived.
Yeah.
So you can only imagine.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What you got?
With this little article, I haven't gone through it all the way yet, but they're pointing out the 13 souls and home of the devil. I'm trying to see what the home of the devil part's about.
Home of the devil, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
That is part of the 1948 murder-suicide. They're saying the neighborhood where Campbell's house, where the Campbell house and later the Jolma building was built, is known as the home of the devil. So that's what they named the land.
That sounds like a good name.
That's, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's build a building on it.
Yeah, that makes sense. I would go investigate this place, so if they allowed.
Heck yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it'd be, I think it'd be, you know, at the same time, it'd be pretty heavy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my gosh, we went to Waverly and it felt heavy, you know, just knowing that the people went through what they did.
Well, I think it's so interesting that they take glasses of water or bottles of water and pour it on the graves or leave water for them, you know, to comfort them.
Again, goosebumps. It
is goosebumpy for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is saying the fire... had the highest number of deaths attributed to a skyscraper until the World Trade Center towers collapsed.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bad one. Yeah.
Mm.
Well, we have anything else on it?
No, it's just, yeah. Yeah, it's something that I'm, you know, every time we think, there's nothing else to cover. There's nothing else out there. There's so much out there.
We'll never run
we've
out.
We've either heard very little about or nothing at all. I've never heard of this one before.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I haven't either. For how catastrophic it was and
all the
deaths and all that, you'd think that, that building down in Brazil that caught fire. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of it.
You typed in most haunted skyrise.
Sean, I have to be honest. I don't know what I typed in.
He just...
Haunted Joel's. And I got Jolma.
That's hilarious.
Joel Mama.
That is hilarious. He doesn't know what he typed in.
I am going to put it Haunted Joe Bama, and I'm going to see what I come up with.
Joe Bama?
Yeah. Like, how did you get these? I put in Haunted Joe Mama.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'd like to say it was a good topic. It was tragic and sad, but humbling, it was a good topic, right? To discuss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Sombering. That's, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I'm just going to go with the middle-aged moment on this. Or dark side, I meant. Hmm. Dark side.
I feel with how tragic this is, it needs to be uplifted by a moment.
And I thought, because I was like, oh,
is
my
it
gosh.
A moment?
Yeah, it's moment.
Oh, okay.
It is a moment. And either way, it was going to be a moment. So I'm not trying to be tricky. But this Pete Peterson actually sent me this song. He was celebrating something that I was telling him. And I'm also going to dedicate this to Nate because this is his favorite band, Van Halen. So it's right
now. I didn't
know
that. Did I know that?
I thought you did. Maybe not.
Maybe I did know that. Yeah, I did know that.
I don't go around just like uttering it out that, you know, my favorite band's Van Halen. I appreciate and love all sorts of bands. But
Kiss,
yeah,
Beatles,
I didn't know
Van
that.
Halen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, 2 out of 3 is not bad. And it's not.
I have other favorites, too, but they're my favorite. Yeah, I know.
So go ahead.
Oh, you want to hear?
Do your moment.
It's right now. I think I might have used this once or twice or who knows how many times. But I thought this was. No, maybe I've not used it
right
at all.
Right now. There's no tomorrow.
Right now. So this is. It brings everything in perspective. We talk about the mental health. We talk about how sad this is, but really living in the moment and how precious life is. Here we go. Don't want to wait till tomorrow. Why put it off another day? One by one, little problems build up and stand in our way. Oh, one step ahead, one step behind it. Now you got to run to get even. Make future plan or dream about yesterday. Hey, come on, turn this thing around right now. Hey, it's your tomorrow. Right now, come on, it's everything. Right now, catch that magic moment and do it right here and now. I am so trying to sing it. Mm-hmm. It means everything. Miss the beat, you lose the rhythm, my favorite lyric there, and nothing falls into place. No one only missed by a fraction, slipped a little off your pace. Oh, the more things you get, the more you want, just trading one for the other, working so hard to make it easy. Whoa, got to turn, come on, turn this thing around, right? Right now.
Right now.
Hey, it's your tomorrow. Right now, come on, it's everything. Right now, catch that magic moment. Do it right here and now. It means everything. It's enlightening right now. What are you waiting for? Oh, yeah, right now. So it goes on and on and on. But love it. Love me some Van Halen, too. So thank you, Nate, for that. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Pete Peterson, for putting that. He sent that to me, and I was like, I'm totally using it as a middle-aged woman. Give him credit. So there you go. But, yeah, it is. It's something like if there's something out there you need to do, there's something out there that's pulling your heartstrings, or just if you're struggling with something, just think, you know what, let's live in the present moment. Let's move forward. Let's do that thing you need to do. And what do they say? Don't die with the music still in you. And we all, if we're here, we have breath in our lungs. We still have the music in us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be playing Van Halen right now. So,
I have a couple other shows on DVD or whatnot. But the Sammy gives a message, I believe, before they play this song, and he's up on stage talking about like. And I don't know it word for word and verbatim. I'm going to butcher it, but essentially the gist of it is don't worry about tomorrow or yesterday. Yesterday's history. It's done. You can't change anything. And tomorrow it's not here.
It's got its own problems.
Just the only thing you can control and deal with is now, this moment, right now.
That's right. That's right now.
So live in the moment. Live in the present.
Mm-hmm. That's why God says tomorrow has its own problems. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, we'll worry about that tomorrow, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Well, that was a good moment.
Thank you.
Should have been a dark side, but no. I definitely should have stuck with moment. That makes sense to
if we cut it, we'll edit it, and I'll get you a dark side. Hold on.
Well, thank you, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
And we are to shout-outs. Who wants to start? Who's got any shout outs?
I got the best shout out that I could ever think of in the entire world. My son is getting baptized this Sunday.
Oh,
Harrison is. I don't think I've told
Excellent.
You guys yet.
That's exciting. That's mm-hmm. the best decision he'll ever make.
He's been talking about it. And then last Sunday, it's funny because Jenna goes, did you know he's getting baptized this next Sunday? And I said, I knew he's getting baptized, but I think, you know, he's been going through the process of, you know, Coach P, is one of his football coaches, mm-hmm. is going to do the actual baptism. And he asked him, he's like, Dad, do you think it'd be okay if I ask him? I'm like, yeah, he would be honored. So he's going to do that. And
where's he getting baptized at?
Playing for a Christian.
Is it at PCC?
Yeah. So it'll, nice. Yeah. So he's very excited. But here's the funny thing is, so Monday, my mom calls me, my sister, my brother reach out, you know, and like, hey, talking about the baptism. I'm like, how do you know this? I didn't tell them. And they said, Harrison called us and said, asked us if we could come. Aww. So he called Jenna's parents, my parents, my mom and my brother and sister.
Cool.
You know, Jenna's sister. And just, but I thought that is really cool that he is so excited that he's telling people wanting them to be there.
Should be.
So
that's nice.
It is. It's literally the best. I mean,
I knew you guys would like that. So
he'll ever make.
Mm-hmm.
It's, so, it's, I'm very there's no other decision he'll ever make that's going to.
So I've been
top that one.
You know, he's almost 18, and I
excellent.
Know, for years, he said something about it, but then I told him, I said, I want you to take your time, and I want you to be ready to do it, and in your heart. Mm-hmm. William asked me too, and he goes, "You think I should get baptized since Harrison's getting baptized?" I said,
"No, you don't do it because of that."
Same thing that I told your brother: do it when it's on your heart, when you feel like you're ready,
and so you know what it means
exactly.
Mm-hmm. You don't just do it for a trend, or
exactly. That's what. And so William, but I mean, he was legitimately like, "You think I should do that too?" And I was like, when you are ready, yes, I do think you should do that. So, but that's up to you, buddy. You know, so I thought that was sweet that he was looking at his brother.
No, I get it, but I don't want him just to do it just because his brother
exactly,
did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I figured you said something like, mm-hmm. you know, but that just
fatherly.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Talk about a big deal. That's a big deal.
Yeah. I knew you would like that.
Oh, it's yeah.
A good one. I got to walk. So Augie and I started walking again. This is since his school started yesterday.
Yeah.
And he's, but
about time.
During the summer, he's been really busy and I've been busy. We've been trying to get together like different times in the morning because he's like, I am not getting up that early, you know, if I don't have to. And I'm like, I understand. But I told him, I said, hey, I got something to tell you. You're going to really like it. And so he goes, what's the big news you got to tell me? And I told him Harrison. He's like, that is amazing. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's
so,
nice. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. Excellent.
Was that the only one?
I don't have anything else to top
that. That's a good. That's a good one. Nate, what about you?
Yeah, I will shout out my youngest, Dane, for getting his El Camino back in working condition again.
And vroom, vroom.
Being happy and having happiness in his heart because
good.
Of it. So. Yeah, shout out to him.
Awesome.
Got a great girl, got a great car.
Mm-hmm. Right?
He's got life by the tail.
Oh, yeah.
The tiger by the
good.
Tail.
I dated a girl, and it was 2 years after high school, and her dad had an El Camino. It was pretty
Megan.
Cool. Are you guys still playing footsie over there?
I was just stretching my leg out.
I am too.
We've hit each other three times now.
There. Now I'm playing footsie.
For a bit there,
Nate.
I was like, maybe.
I feel left out.
I know.
Not really.
Well, I'm just stretching. He's in my way.
Signs of a good night, right? Gotta get a bigger table.
Man, we need to be about 10 feet farther apart. But anyway, no, he had an El Camino. It was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
We went to, when it was open, what was the water park? Indiana, not Indiana Beach. They closed it down because they had so many incidents.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember what it is.
You know what I'm talking about?
It's probably haunted.
Yeah.
Probably, right?
Anyway, we followed him in his El Camino. Man, all I could do was keep up with him. It was pretty fast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was proud of that thing, too. He was pretty proud of it.
Heck
so,
yeah.
Well, good. That's a good shout-out. I've got two shout-outs.
Nice.
One is Chad Gracie. He is the ex-drummer of the band Live.
It's very cool.
He follows us on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
So I got nice. on his TikTok Live like I did Tony Mandarich. And messaged, and he read all my my questions or comments. And he ended the live after about I was on there for a half hour. And then I got a notification, and it said, Chad Gracie follows Mako.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's cool. And so anyway, cool. But he's into the paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
He's going on an investigation soon with SoCal. What is it called? What is it? Spirit Seekers.
Mm-hmm. Seekers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's really, man.
Good old Southern Cal, right?
Yeah. And he said that I don't know where he's going. But anyway, I told him if you like the paranormal, check out our podcast.
That's very cool.
But anyway, shout out to him.
Mansion.
Yeah. He said Gettysburg was what he was raving about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it sounded like he was pretty serious. He said he's never seen a ghost, but he's open to it.
Yeah.
No, shout out to him, though, for listening. Hopefully listening, but following us.
That's my brother's name, so that's a good name.
Right? Yeah.
And that's an excellent band, by the way.
Oh, so, I love Live, yeah.
Yeah.
I got the, I've got the cassette.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Of Lightning Crashes.
I came in the studio singing that song. I was like, ever since you talked about Chad, I was like sitting there thinking about
it. I told him I did the air drums to Lightning Crashes, uh-huh. and he goes, awesome.
He's like, great.
Great. I played it.
Yeah. that was one of the early tunes that my old man learned to play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It didn't stay in the set very long, but. We pivoted and started doing more hair band stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Well, we played it for
a great
couple years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a great song. So shout out to him. I appreciate the follow. And then here's a shout out to Jennifer Holmes. She is a listener, and I'm going to read the message she sent to us on Instagram last night. Or really early this morning, 4:23 a.m. She says, hey, guys, former... Now, remember we did Kalkasoo?
Mm-hmm.
She said, so it says Kalkasoo Parish resident.
Mm.
She said, it's actually pronounced Kalkashoo.
Oh.
So we didn't.
So we almost had it.
Yeah.
But it's shoe instead of shoe.
Okay.
Kalkashoo. She said, other than that, nice episode. She said, I won't even try to help you with how to say Louisiana.
Louisiana. Yeah, because I say it all the time. Yeah. Louisiana.
She said, on the Rogaroo. I've always heard that it's pronounced Rougarou, like the last syllable in kangaroo. She said, I enjoy listening from Southeast Texas.
Nice.
So shout out to Jennifer Holmes. Yeah, I thought that was nice that she interacted and sent a message.
Jennifer, we can promise you that we will continue to butcher the English language as well as every other language on the planet for as long as we can.
It's a given. We truly don't mean to. It's a given.
And I even listen to videos, and sometimes the videos will have 10 different ways of saying something, and I'm like, oh, how do I do this? Or you'll go to Google and listen to it. Okay, say it again. But I am the worst. My brain's still like...
That'll always be a classic.
You know, like twists and turns stuff, and I'm like, never mind.
That's hard. I know.
Yeah, that's...
Words are hard.
That was one of the episodes we did without Sean.
We cracked up. We were
looking at each other. I was like, how in the world do you pronounce this? So he finally looked it up.
Guglielma.
Like, Guglielma.
Yeah, I typed it in and it did the audio. Guglielma. That's exactly how it said, too. Guglielma.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So those are the shout outs. Good shout outs tonight.
Right?
Yeah.
Energy's fantastic tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, what I tell you that I listened to the Pittsburgh. And the other, was it the Kalkashoo? Those
are the last two, yeah.
And even in the one or two before that, since we've gotten back in the studio, the energy's been back. Mm-hmm. It's huge mm-hmm. difference. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, and this is no different tonight. I feel it. I feel the power.
Mm-hmm. Power of Grayskull.
The Triforce. Grayskull's all right. I like that. Oh.
Wow. Yeah. Let's play the second sponsorship. Hey, Creepies, do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Market Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings. Thank you, Greenwood Happy Haunts, for your sponsorship.
Yes, and we love you.
Like always, they're good people, good store.
Is it Lordy, they're good people.
Lordy, they're good people.
Wow, that's retro, too, right?
That's a retro. Lordy, they're good people. Man, that is way back there, Sean.
How'd you
pull that one out?
I don't know. There's so many commercials and marketing and God knows what back there.
Oh, yeah, during our little sponsor break, we were reminiscing.
Oh, so I forgot that we were recording. I was feeling like we were recording
cartoons.
I was almost like, oh, we didn't record all that. It was so good.
It was good.
Yeah.
Reminiscing about the good old days, man. Mm-hmm. 80s toys. Oh, cartoons.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, no, we do appreciate the sponsorship, though, of Greenwood Happy Haunts. Mm-hmm. Love them. Can't wait till the live show comes.
When is that?
September 20th.
Nate. Oh, okay.
Let me write that down.
Saturday, September 20th. That's all you need to remember. If you forget everything else, that's fine. Just remember, Saturday, September 20th, 6 o'clock.
9:20.
920.
Mm-hmm. 920. 25.
920, 25.
Yeah, this year. Yeah,
we're doing it. We're planning on this next month of this year. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why it's 2025 on the title.
We're going to have to remind you.
That's right. I know. It's okay.
How do you spell 25?
Okay. Hey, let's move on to second announcements. Sean, you have those?
I do.
Thank you.
Follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, X, and email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Whether you are a business or individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email us or message us on Facebook or Instagram. And we sell all kinds of awesome merch, so go get you some.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's right. I got ABBA in my mind.
Why wouldn't you want to get
ABBA? Cool.
Absolutely. You're like ABBA.
You didn't like ABBA?
Don't hate on
that. Oh, I love ABBA.
Don't you?
It's tolerable.
Knowing me, knowing you.
Exactly. Right?
I love ABBA. The reason I love them is it reminds me of my mom sunbathing on our deck, me shooting baskets or playing wiffle ball, and her playing WENS and ABBA coming on.
And ABBA coming
on,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
You can go back to that moment, huh?
Yeah, I can. And drinking sun tea. Mm-hmm. Sun Tea came out a little bit after that, but not too far after.
Yeah. Isn't that Dancing Queen?
Dancing Queen, love it, man. Love ABBA. They were hot too. I thought they were a little attractive, especially the blonde. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there's two guys in the band too.
Yeah, they were dorks.
I was wondering which one were hot.
Nobody. No, the girls, the women. Man, come on, what's wrong with you? Yeah, nobody pays attention to the guys. It's the pretty women that. Oh, that's funny. That is funny, Nate. Well, Nate, it's your turn. How do you help us out of here?
I'm going to end this on a brighter note than what the topic was, and we're going to dance our way out of this like Dancing Queen.
Nice,
and that's a wrap.
Nice, out of way.
You're Nate. Welcome.
You are the dancing queen.
lyrics.
Yeah, I never learned the lyrics.
I either. not on that song.
Oh, yeah. I'm not even going to try.
Well, that's awesome. That is awesome, Nate. Thank you, sir. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our episode 228 and our discussion on the, I'm just going to say it, Jolma building. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean. We're middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.